Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right this afternoon. Hope you had a good weekend. Very exciting today because Becky Cam is back. And this time, you can see the
it's
whole...
It's personal.
This time, you can see the whole office. I love it that Becky is now wearing a Britney Spears-style headset... /Madonna.
I think some people wouldn't be able to tell whether I was Britney or Becky, really, at the moment. What do you think, Chappers?
She doesn't have quite so many wires,
does she? Because I feel like I'm kind of plugged into everything.
Now, this is to enable you to walk around the office and give us a little tour on the Becky cam in a minute.
Yeah.
Very exciting, okay. All right, Britney.
Chappers, what are you going to say? Because you're looking like you want to say something. It's probably going to be rude.
No, it isn't going to be rude.
You're going to say that you can't tell the difference, aren't you?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Thought so.
She's got a brown cardigan just like that.
What I wondered was, why you keep leaning into that mic?
Because I'm not on this one yet.
Oh, aren't you?
Try it.
I can be over here. Am I on?
No.
Oh.
Is this thing on?
So you're not actually plugged...
Here I am.
Oh. Oh, that's so much better.
It's good, isn't it? I can go wherever I want now.
Now I know why Britney mimes.
Podcast.
And now, on Radio 1, the return of Becky Cam. We've done it before. Last time it was just on Becky's desk. Now you can see the whole office. Hopefully she can hear me. Hello.
Hello.
Oh my God, it works.
Can you hear me?
Yes, and during Sean Kingston, all I could hear was this.
There are some positives then.
So at least you're still alive.
Yeah.
I could tell.
That's always a good thing.
Do you always heavy breathe to Sean Kingston?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, tell us what's going on in the office and what Becky Cam entails this time, please.
Well, Internet Sam is behind me trying to load up the chat thing at the moment, and everyone can give a big wave to it now because we've got an entire office cam. Can everyone wave, please? Yes, welcome to Radio 1.
You can see this online now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. There's everyone waving, look. Well, the people that are in the office, it looks a bit sparse.
It does. It doesn't look the most productive office in the world, does it, at the moment?
Well, there are presenter desks in here as well, and obviously they, you know, do their show and then go home, so...
So we've got
apart from Greg, who's still here working hard.
So there are at the moment we can see three people. Four people.
No, Rachel's here from the Chris Moyle Show.
Hiya.
She's
waving
in the
corner. We can't see her.
Yeah, I can see her. On the right, there.
Yeah.
Hi, Bab. Go online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and be part of this amazing whole office experience.
Could you tell Greg to stop biting his nails?
Greg, can you stop biting your nails, please?
Well, this is weird. There are two cameras this time. You've got one of the whole office, and you've got the soft seating area where people have important meetings. So go and have a look now. It's online. Apparently, when it turned on, first of all, you could hear someone having one of those important meetings.
Yeah, you could. They'd forgotten to kill the sound on the camera.
That was our boss, Rob, and Zane's producer.
Really good idea, that, then.
Not looking good for Zane, is it, after that conversation?
So, if you're bored in the office at the moment, you want to have a look, just go online. There's a live video for you there now at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Give us a wave, everybody, again, please. There's lots of people looking at you. Oh, it's quite quick. Lush. All right, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what's occurring?
Yay, it's back after the weekend. It's Oh, What's Occurring? Text me your scores, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
The first one today is going to be some live Oh, What's Occurring? Becky Cam action. So you can watch this now if you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'm not sure this is going to work.
Okay.
Is this to do with all the sausages that Chappers has just brought in for me?
No, it's just got a load of sausage sandwiches in. I hadn't timed that to whatever this is going to be.
If you just click on the left-hand side on the homepage, watch Becky Cam in our office. Do it now. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Here's your first challenge, Becky.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Usain Bolt?
Yes. Do you know Usain Bolt?
Yeah, I'm aware that he can run 100 metres in 9.58 seconds.
Very good.
But do you think Usain Bolt is faster than Becky?
Yes, I do. Give me the point.
Right, Becky, here's what I want you to do. You can watch this now online. Just put your Britney headphone and mic combo on.
Right.
To test it for me.
Hello?
Yes,
here
okay,
I am on
good.
The Britney mic.
Very good.
Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, no, I need to sort out that breathing.
Now, I need you to run up the stairs through the office so you'll be able to see...
I'm going to have to take my actual headphones with me as well because they're all tangled in my cable, so... I've got extra weight. Can I get a penalty points for that?
No. Run through the office. People can see you on Becky Cam. Get that Christmas stocking from by the soft seating area and run back down here. How quickly do we think that Becky can do this?
I'm going to go 1 minute and 10 seconds.
1 minute, 10 seconds. What do you think of your running ability?
About 4 minutes, as I've got boots on and I can hardly walk in them, let alone run.
1 minute, 10, says Chappers. 4 minutes, says Becky. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Watch it live on the Becky Cam now. Leave the studio, go!
Oh!
Get the stock in.
Hang on! I'm still only in the blooming live lounge.
Becky Cam viewers will be able to see you any second trying to run in boots.
Hang on.
With a mouthful of sausage sandwich.
No, the staircase is going to sound really loud, but I'm not that heavy. It's just the stairs. That's the stairs.
Waiting for you to appear.
My jeans are falling down.
Oh, she's in the office now.
Run, yes.
Run, Forrest.
Everyone's laughing at me.
Come on, come back!
Hang on.
Wow, this is amazing on the Becky Cam, isn't it?
Oh, she's disappeared again.
Okay, it means she's back down the stairs.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hang on. Oh.
A bit like that new Weetabix advert. The... Come on.
Very simple.
Yay! And your time was... 1 minute exactly. 1 minute. Are you right?
Yeah. I just had to prove that I was better than Chappers thought I was.
I might turn the Brittany mic off now because the breathing is something else. So you were actually nearer than Becky. So
you're glowing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, what's the kidding?
I think people very much enjoyed that on Becky Cam. We're all chatting about it now on the live chat. Next one. You know...
There she goes, they're saying. Mm. She's too quick.
Mm. You know Ray Mears?
Yeah.
He was on BBC Two last night.
Oh, right.
Good show, that. No, he likes animals, but there was one animal that he talked about...
It's all about the recovery, isn't it? And I haven't got very good recovery.
No. Could you, like, I might just put you... Turn you off for a second there, okay. Because it's distracting me. Okay. There was one little animal that Ray talked about a lot on his big show on BBC Two last night.
Right.
Ray loves a beaver.
Okay.
Can't get enough of them. Often, that's all he talks about on his show. My question to you, on last night's BBC Two Ray Mears show, how many times did he mention his favourite little furry animal?
24.
Becky?
sorry. 10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Ray Mears last night on BBC Two with his beavers.
This is what all the fuss was about. This is a beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver. Beaver. Hat makers had recognised that the fur from beavers had a particular quality.
Beaver.
Beaver. Beaver.
Beaver.
From the 17th century onwards, beaver fur was all the rage in Europe.
Beaver. Beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver.
They'd have asked for more than 2 elk and 2 beaver to be given to the royal family.
Beaver.
Beaver.
It's estimated there were as many as 6 million beaver.
The beaver became extinct.
And this is a made beaver. That's a small beaver.
Beaver.
That's the scent gland from a beaver. Very aromatic. Beaver.
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 When you put your arms around me, I get a beaver. That's so hard to
bang. You give me beaver.
When you kiss me,
beaver.
When you hold me tight,
beaver.
In the morning,
beaver.
All through the night.
Beaver.
Nice one.
Very good.
Beaver.
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 Beaver. Beaver.
Beaver.
Beaver, beaver, beaver,
beaver.
The demand for beaver was relentless.
Wow.
Oh, God, they talk about it a lot, don't they, the beavers?
Well, you say it's his favourite animal, isn't it?
Yeah. Chappers gets the point. There was way more than 24 beavers there.
Oh! What's occurring?
Everyone's favourite fashionista is back, Timmy Trendy. You love it. Now, let's talk about Cheryl Cole's dress on Saturday night.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I didn't think it was the best, to be honest.
I liked it. It was like, you could probably do your own version with some pen tops.
Yeah.
Quite enjoyed it.
It looked like she'd got two kind of, yeah, CDs on her boobs.
Bang on trend, though, or not bang on trend? To die for or not to die for? Well, Timmy would know. Timmy tried to call Cheryl earlier.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But didn't have a number.
Right.
So called Evie, the singing coach, instead, off X Factor, hoping to get Cheryl's number and to talk about the dress incident on Saturday night. Because she knows Cheryl, Evie. Yeah. They're all on telly together, aren't they? My question to you, how long could Timmy Trendy keep Evie, the vocal coach off X Factor, on the phone for?
35 seconds.
Becky?
1.5 minutes.
You sure?
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's everyone's favourite trendsetter calling Evie off X Factor.
Hello?
Hello, Evie.
Who's that?
Is that Evie, vocal coach to the stars?
It could be. Who are you?
Evie, darling, it's Timmy Trendy, fashion expert to the stars. I do exactly the same as you do with singing, darling, except Timmy does it with fashion.
Okay.
If I've said it once, I've said it twice, darling. I don't do fashion. I am fashion.
Fabulous.
Excellent, right, Evie. I'm sorry to bother you, darling, but the reason I'm calling is I've mislaid Cheryl's number and I urgently need to get a message to her.
Oh, that's a shame, because I don't have it. So you know it better than me, obviously.
Oh, I was hoping you'd be able to pass on a message, darling.
Terrible, isn't it?
Well, you know what the press is saying about her alloy wheel dress. I don't agree at all. I think they are so wearable right now.
We're all here on loudspeaker, by the way, so do you want to say hello to everyone else?
Hello, darlings. It's Timmy here.
Hello, hello.
Who is that, darling?
Oh, just all my friends.
They sound very fashionable indeed.
Thank you. But we'll have to talk again soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow. That was
she wasn't really up for talking, though.
No, well, she's busy. But who was that she was in the room with?
Hello, darlings, it's Timmy here.
Hello, hello.
So that, do you think that's one of the contestants? Listen.
Hello, darlings, it's Timmy here.
Hello, hello.
I think John or Edward. Do you think?
Or both.
Listen.
Hello, darlings, it's Timmy here.
Hello, hello.
Who does that sound like?
No, it doesn't sound like John and Edward.
Yeah, it's not Stacey, is it?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Not me. Yeah, Chappers wins today's Apple Security. Let me know your score on 81199.
Oh!
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hello to VoiceOver Man. If he's listening, he does quite a lot. We have him on our show every now and again. Not had him on for a while. Mr. V-Man, who you hear on just about every show on ITV every weekend. Live from London, it's the X Factor with Dermot O'Leary. Mr. V-Man, do you think that's how he checks into hotels?
I would imagine so. Mr. V-Man. Oh, I thought you meant in that voice, does he check in?
Oh, no, he probably does do it in that voice. He does everything in that voice.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, I'd like to check in, please. Live. We went for a curry with him once in Cardiff. God. You can see
was
people
it a bit loud?
Yes! You can see people around going, right, who is... Where do I recognise that voice from? Because obviously you don't know what he looks like. Anyway, He's also the voiceover man on All-Star Family Fortunes with Vernon Kay.
Yeah.
And I think that he may have been hanging out with Timmy Trendy.
Why is that?
Well, listen to how one of the prizes was described at the weekend on Family Fortunes.
You've won a spot prize, Tim. Congratulations. Take a look at this. It's coming on with you tonight.
Be bang on trend with Bag TV. This fab and funky gift comes complete with 7-inch TV screen and built-in DVD and MP3 player.
Take it from Timmy, darling. It's not working for me. It's just not bang on trend.
Well, what is bang on trend?
That is the same. They've been hanging out together.
God.
Imagine that. What a night that would be. Voiceover man and Timmy Trendy.
I don't think.
No, we can get a word in.
I don't think, no offence to voiceover man, but I don't think Timmy would hang out with him.
Why?
Well, because I don't think voiceover man is as much of a fashionista
as Timmy
and Timmy's circle of friends.
Yeah, he's just nicking his phrases then. He's not hanging out with him at all.
No.
That's not bang on trend, is it?
No.
Or TDF. I can't believe how many followers he's got on Twitter now as well.
What the V-Man or Timmy Trendy?
Timmy Trendy.
Right.
A girl called Catherine texted earlier saying, how come I'm now following Timmy Trendy on Twitter? How did that happen? Yeah, he's on there, real Timmy Trendy. Mm. Constant updates as well.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Fern loves them. See if you do. Tomorrow morning from 10 when they're on Radio 1 in the actual live lounge. Who'd have thought it, eh? 2009. Bon Jovi and We Weren't Born to Follow. I love Dermot, but can we just say that he got way too overexcited by the whole Bon Jovi experience last night?
Well, it was on in a pub I was in, so I didn't quite see what I couldn't quite hear what he was saying to them.
No, Dermot, stop touching John Bon Jovi. Oh, no, don't take your head off his shoulder. Yeah. It's getting really uncomfortable now.
But, yeah.
Oh, no, don't high-five the other... Oh, you already have.
No, but when Dermot walked over to John Bon Jovi, I just think he was grateful that John Bon Jovi knew who he was and didn't do the Whitney thing and think he was just the man who'd come on to collect the microphone and sort her costume out.
Practice, practice, practice. It's just the head-on-the-shoulder thing. I mean, he's never done that to me. Has he to you? You're quite a good friend with him, aren't you?
Dermot?
Has he ever done that thing at any point?
No.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.